Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are closely watching developments in Eastern Europe today as Russian troops close in on the Ukrainian capital. But we're also watching history happen in Washington, D.C. President Biden will nominate federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackson would fill the seat left by retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, but more importantly, she'll be the first black woman ever nominated to the high court. And when Biden makes the announcement later today, we will bring you live coverage on these NPR news stations. In the meantime, NPR Justice correspondent Kerry Johnson joins us now, and I know you've met Judge Jackson several times. Tell us more about her and this historic nomination.
Sure. She's pretty young, just 51 years old, a graduate of Harvard, a champion public debater in high school in Florida, and she's known as a consensus builder. She's got a great sense of humor, according to her friends, and gets along well with political conservatives. In fact, she's a distant relative of former House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin, who today praised her intellect and integrity. Importantly, she's seen a lot of the justice system. She was a Supreme Court clerk to Justice Breyer. She was a public defender, and she was a member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission, which sets guidelines for federal crimes. When she was on that commission during her tenure, the panel voted unanimously to reduce racial disparities for many drug crimes, and something like 300,000 people got reduced prison terms.
So what else do we know about that past and also her writings and her rulings on the appellate court that might help us understand her judicial record?
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has been a federal judge for almost 9 years now, and that's longer than many people who have been named to the Supreme Court. She was confirmed less than a year ago to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, which is considered the second most important court in the country. Three Republicans voted for her at that time. In her tenure, she's issued about 500 opinions altogether. The most famous one may involve former White House counsel Don McGahn in the Trump years. She ruled that McGahn did have to comply with a congressional subpoena and famously wrote, "Presidents are not kings." She's also sided with unions, but is not a knee-jerk. She also allowed the Trump administration in the Trump years to go ahead in building its wall along the southwest border.
So as you say, three Republicans supported her confirmation for the job that she's in now. What do you think the confirmation process will be like this time? Because that Senate, as you well know, is evenly split between
Republicans. This is a little tricky given that New Mexico Democratic Senator Ben Ray Lujan has been out sick after suffering a stroke, but his staff has said he could be back in the Senate in Washington in March. Democrats in the Senate who have frustrated other parts of the Biden agenda, I'm thinking here about West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, have been pretty supportive of the president's judicial picks all in all. The question is going to be how many Republicans support Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm looking in particular here at Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who had wanted Biden to pick a judge from South Carolina, but he says he's going to listen carefully at her forthcoming hearings.
This was a win for liberal activists who had, you know, frankly demanded this of the candidate, Joe Biden, when he was running for president. What are you hearing from them? Are they satisfied?
Yeah, they consider this to be a moment of joy. This had been something of a foregone conclusion, the selection of Ketanji Brown Jackson. She had been the front runner all along, but it's still being considered a big victory for the public defense community and for women of color. They say representation matters. The National Bar Association, the oldest group founded for African Americans in the law, called it a monumental day that's long overdue. And the National Partnership for Women and Families has pointed out that black women lawyers have been on the front lines of school desegregation and developing legal theories to pave the way for women's equality in the law, but they haven't often gotten the consideration or have been overlooked. Today, they believe that Judge Jackson will help shape history.
And just very briefly, no matter what happens, the court's going to retain its conservative majority. What kind of justice do you expect she'll be?
Yeah, she's a consensus builder. It is true that there's now a conservative supermajority on the court of 6-3, and she will not change the balance of power on the court at this time. But I expect her to write some pretty strong dissents in the years to come if she's confirmed.
NPR Justice correspondent Kerry Johnson, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.